The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
To kick things off, it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the roof of the building here Oisin Davis from Great Irish Beverages, Holly Dalton, chef and director at Combini Condiments, and our very own Andrea Gilligan. Folks, you're all very welcome.
Thanks,
well, that's the crack.
Thanks for having us.
It's great. It is great. It's great to be here, isn't it?
Yeah. Lovely
it
breeze.
Is.
Lovely hot breeze.
Yeah, there is a nice breeze being up this high, isn't it? Yeah.
It actually is not too bad. It's better than street level, for
yeah.
sure.
That's kind of we don't mix it with those people on street level.
Gross.
we're up here in the clouds.
I don't even know them.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the penthouse of national media.
Yeah, that's it. You're welcome to my penthouse, Oisin.
It's kind of a bit school-like, isn't it? It's like, you know, when the teacher lets you outside for class for the day, when you get to broadcast from the balcony.
And much like that situation, Andrea, you do very little actual school work. And we do very little actual work here over the next 3 hours. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Last time, Oisin, you were here last time.
That's right, fella.
This time last year, almost to the day. And I'm struck as well that we were talking a lot about, you know, COVID and lockdown and doing stuff online. It's kind of back to reality now, isn't it?
We are indeed. The festivals are back in full swing. The bars are fully open, thanks be to Jesus. It was such a bloody weird one, you know. I feel like I should be just keep that out of my memory as much as I possibly can. But, and as a matter of fact, I'm doing festivals myself again. I'm going to be back at All Together Now. This time around, actually working. Last time I was there, I was just a merry punter, enjoying it, having all the crack. But this time around, I'm going to be doing a couple of demos.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to be doing some demos for my good friends in Jameson.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of, a nice bottle of Jameson on the table in front
That's
of us.
That's it.
You're
going
to mix us a few drinks.
So this is what I decided to do, right? I'm going to premiere one of the cocktails that I'll be showcasing at All Together Now, okay? So this one is a very simple Jameson spritz, right? Mm. And the demos that I'll be doing at All Together Now, they'll have a very obvious theme, which will be simple, super easy cocktails, right? And everything that I'm going to be mixing up down at the festival will be made with using zero professional bartending equipment. All going to be just, you know, stuff that you have lying around the kitchen, jugs, wooden spoons, Nutribullets, whatever you have there lying around the gaff. They're the kind of cocktails that I'm going to be making, just like this one. So this is just a jug, and this is such an easy drink. It's the Jameson Spritz. Mm. All right, and it's made with one part Jameson.
Andrea, put the jug down there, will you?
Yeah.
I was hoping you wouldn't see my three straws.
It's very, very simple. So we're, as I said, using no fancy equipment. It's one part Jameson, two parts ginger ale, and then three parts dry cider. So this is Stonewell medium dry Irish cider from Cork. I love dry ciders for these types of cocktails, especially. Some of a lot of ciders that are out there can be very sickly and very sweet, you know. Mm. So this is nice because you have the spice of the whiskey that combines beautifully with the sweetness and the spice and the ginger ale, and then you've got the dry cider that kind of just balances it all out and makes just a very comfortable, very easy to drink, very sessionable Monday night summer on the rooftop of penthouse cocktail.
Love the use of the word sessionable. Sessionable.
Bit of a stretch to suggest it's nighttime. Like that's almost lets us away with what we're doing, which is daytime drinking while we're all at work. But anyway, what of it? I'll tell you what, while you pour a bit of that out, I know you look, what a professional. He chilled, pre-chilled
all the glasses, yes.
Which I imagine is a
challenge
in this type of weather.
It wasn't easy.
Holly, you're busy as well, I take it.
I am indeed. I just came from a sweltering warehouse last kitchen in Kimmage, and I'm so relieved to be here now. It's like a kind of a cave slash oven setup, so yeah, no sauce making today.
And tell me, I assume at this time of year then as well, the pressure is on to kind of come up with summer specific.
Very much so, especially because it's actually warm this summer. So everyone's like, oh, barbecue, like I had a barbecue last weekend and I'm already out of ideas. So I need another barbecue recipe. And it's just like, you know, there is a bit of a demand for it. And also, like today, for example, I had, you know, plans. I had plans to use my oven. You know, I had plans to use my stove. That's not going to happen anymore. You know, disconnect the oven. Forget about the air fryer. Nothing hot. I don't want to bring any heat into my apartment. So I've been big on like the salads, but like I also, when people say salad, I automatically think like, okay, I'm being cheated out of some carbs here, okay? Are you trying to say,
salad though? I mean, like,
of course. Chips, coleslaw, buzz, Irish staple.
We're on the pub now, Andrea, with your cider fries.
Yeah, well, there is a lot of whiskey on the table, so I don't know about not being in the pub, to be quite honest. Like, it's definitely pub vibes up here. But for me, it's got to be like a cold noodle salad. Like, okay. If, like, I make this one called a Bang Bang Chicken Salad, and it's just, it's fire. Like, it's so good.
Okay, what goes into this then?
So, obviously noodles, spoiler alert, but you want to cook them and straight away into a colander, run like cold water through them, and like just pop them in the fridge while you do the rest of your bits. I normally use like a chicken breast, just shred it up. Big fan of sugar snap peas as well, so I do like finely chopped sugar snap peas, finely chopped scallions, maybe a grated carrot, grated courgette. I'm not really big into, like, if I'm using a recipe and there's like meat or fish or veg, it's like, okay, what's in the fridge? Do you know what I mean? There's no need to be precious about it. If it can be eaten raw, grand, like put it in the salad. The main thing here though is the dressing. The dressing is like, it's like the goat of dressings. Honestly, it's like the best salad dressing I've ever made.
Right.
You got a spoon of peanut butter, spoon of... Yeah, exactly. Starting off strong with a spoon of peanut butter.
Best thing about making this is you can eat some peanut butter yourself straight off the spoon.
It's like a little treat. It's like a little reward.
Little spoon for the dressing, little spoon for me.
Delicious. I when I found out that peanut butter is like, you know, not that good for you, I was just like, tell me that.
Fake news.
Why are you telling me that?
Fake news.
I don't need to know that. Just put my fingers in my ears. Yeah. Okay, what are you going to say next? Bread's bad for you? Come on. Get real. Spoon of peanut butter. Spoon of fermented hot sauce. I obviously use my own hot sauce, onsen hot sauce. You can use whatever you want as long as it's not too sweet. Don't use like a sweet chili, anything like that. Spoon of honey, spoon of rice vinegar, a little spoon of water, sesame oil. It's all kind of the same ratios. This is like an easy one to remember.
Yes, okay.
It's like one spoon of everything. Yeah. So that's basically, it's hardly a recipe at all. A little bit of soy sauce. I think I've said everything now. Sesame,
yes.
Peanut, soy, sugar, vinegar, a little bit of water. Beat the hell out of it, whisk it all together, toss it in with your noodles and your veg, a little bit of sesame seeds on top, a little bit of scallions on top.
Sounds
it doesn't
good.
Sound like, you know, that amazing.
Oh, it's wild. Sounds pretty good.
Can you keep, wild.
Can you keep that in your fridge for a while?
Absolutely, but yeah, it's not going to last. I'm not going
not for the reasons that you're
we got to replace those ions, you know. We got to replace, you know, you need fat, you need sugar, you need salt, you need, like, cold stuff in weather like this. Like, whatever amount I make, I always just kind of, you know, I'm the kind of person where I'll have dinner, and then kind of later on, it's like, well, it's just the rest just sitting there.
Andrea, are you good to kind of put that level of effort into preparing food
the last 2.5-3 years I've actually got really big into the whole cooking, entertaining vibes and buzz after the pandemic, thank for that. I wasn't like a chef like at all, very lazy in the kitchen, would have been a real kind of a batch cooker sort of a person, freeze food just for convenience, but now I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
I have a barbecue, and I'm as my friend says, it's not a barbecue because it's gas, it's an outdoor oven. But I love my outdoor oven. And I do everything on the outdoor oven, everything. And even if I'm just cooking for myself, like, I'll go out and I will 100% of a barbecue now this evening. Mainly fish. Big
oh
fish,
yeah, okay,
on
fish.
Barbecue.
I wouldn't be very much of a man for fish and barbecue, but that's just a habit.
I actually did a full sea bass last week.
Oh, gorge.
Lemon.
Yeah, chef alert.
Herbs. Oh no, I'm really gone into it.
And what are, you drinking then while all this is happening?
Well, Monday to Friday not last, but
she didn't say nothing, you know.
Sorry, what day is it today? Just for the
summer, it's totally different, doesn't count in the summer. I'm actually, do you know what's funny? I'm not a whiskey drinker. I'm a total clear drinker. I'm the gins, I'm your white wine. And on a day like today, I kinda like something just like a gin and tonic is my perfect now afternoon.
Remind me, we used to be like a selector playing hurling years ago, and when you'd be hurling in weather like this, his advice is always, you should never be able to see your piss, lads.
Wow.
You're dehydrated.
Yeah.
It's good advice. But it's a good way of putting it, isn't
wow.
it? And I always think of it whenever I'm dehydrated, and I notice, I think, oh, he wouldn't be happy now if he could see this. I don't know what the situation is where he's seeing it, but anyway, he wouldn't be happy if he could see it. Sorry, Andrea. I don't know
how we got on that point, but anyway, so
story.
I know, but it's funny listening to talking about the salads. I love on a day like today, like I love the afternoon, nice lunch, few glasses of vino, nice salad.
Yum.
Handful of chips on the side, Kieran, for good measure, you know.
Well, what do you make of the cocktail then? You're not much of a whiskey drinker.
Do you know what? It's the cider changes it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's delicious, isn't it?
Now it's become drinkable.
Well, sessionable, I think is the word.
Yeah. Sessionable, yeah. Indeed. I mean, look, it's you know, everyone should have a good jug like this, especially for barbecue days on the handful of the summery days that we get during the year, you know. So a jug like this will get you through all different types of sessions, barbecues, parties and whatnot, post-pub sessions, you know. And you can just do something like this so easily because it's one part whiskey, two parts ginger ale, three parts dry cider.
Do you not miss the whole buzz, though, of like actually making the cocktail and the entertainment value that
it
is.
Well, the entertainment is for you watching
it. Yeah. It's a pain in the Swiss if you have to do it like me.
Yeah. It's part of it. It makes the whole thing more.
Oh, it is when I'm in work mode, perhaps. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. But for something like this, this is what I try and do is I try and demythologize cocktails and the whole, you know, the gastronomy end of it all. You know, you don't need to be, you know, wearing suspenders and have a little thin mustache and look like
you don't.
You know, you don't. No, really.
I've been doing it all wrong.
And I have found that the more people understand the different types of drinks that are out there and understand how to make really simple cocktails, they actually appreciate their bartenders at the professional spots
it's
even
a lot
more.
Of work.
You know, they really do. As a matter of fact, with all the demos that people were attending during lockdown and all the, you know, people like mixing cocktails at home, most of my mates have become a lot more appreciative anyway of the bars that they go to now because they can see all the work that goes in, all the prep, all the skill. But something like this is just a really easy summer sipper, nice and has a bit of fizz to it, and dead easy. And of course, using some great Irish ingredients, you know, like which is what I'm all about.
It's like the people who come up and order 10 espresso martinis and expect to give out then that they're waiting, you know.
You'd be waiting 20 minutes, half an hour for that, I can tell you right now.
You
know,
come with a making warning.
I love any cocktail that has spritz in the title. I'm just like, if it says spritz of any kind, it's like, yeah, no, I'm there. Anything with a little fizz, love a little fizz. Yeah. Just put fizz in anything, and I'm there. Like.
There's a new cocktail bar in Stephen's Green, not far from where we are. Maybe we might go there later on. Yeah. It's called Three Story, and they have a spritzeria on the ground floor.
A spritzeria?
It's an Italian style spritz cocktail bar. It's absolutely fantastic.
So nice.
You'd love it, Holly. Yeah, you'd be all over.
And okay, we're pretty close to there now.
Yeah,
so
we are.
I actually have to go. So
be criminal not to. Many spritzes served in the pub growing up, Andrea.
Yeah, absolutely. I wasn't great at the cocktails, to be honest, making them.
Drinking them all right.
Not making them, yeah. No, do you know what? It's funny because I was actually thinking of my sister today because she's obviously at home and she's running the pub. But there days like this are the worst days ever in the business because everybody's there having the crack, you know, having the time of their life, and you're working and you're not enjoying, you know, the same fun.
And they're taking their pint and they're going straight outside to enjoy the weather.
Sit outside in the beer garden, pint of cider kind of day, you know, gin and tonic, and it's just, there's nothing worse than working in a pub on today like today. And I hate when you think back of like the days that you just spend your summers changing kegs and cleaning your idols when, you know.
Well, those.
Is that here for you, Kieran?
All right. On that tasteful note, listen, it's been great fun, and thanks a million for popping up to us here on the ceiling, the roof of News Talk Towers. And thank you, Oisin, for the cocktail as well. Oisin Davis from Great Irish Beverages, Holly Dalton, the chef and director at Combini Condiments, and our own Andrea Gilligan. We are going to continue the summer vibes with our summer special here on The Hard Shoulder. Henry McKean, who else has tried his hand at being an ice cream man, driving the ice cream van today. That is coming up in a few minutes' time. And Evelyn Cusick is going to drop by as well. Stay with us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.